Welcome to the Dynasty Nerds Fantasy Football Podcast, where we discuss dynasty strategy, rankings, and all things NFL. So get ready to geek out on fantasy football with your host, Rich Dotson.
And welcome to the Dynasty Nerds Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Rich Dotson. He's Matt O'Hara.
Hey.
He's Garrett Price.
How's it going?
And we are entering the final week of the fantasy football season if you have a 16 playoff.
Yes.
Which most teams do. Most dynasty leagues have a 16 playoff.
Even if you have an 18, it's this week, this coming week too.
As well.
Yeah. Correct. It's only if you have a 4 where it wouldn't.
I'm not a big 4-team playoff guy.
I'm torn on it.
The argument can be made, right?
Because it is a little odd where, you know, you half the teams make the playoffs. Like, that's more NBA style than NFL style.
But in Dynasty, you get the first two teams get a bye, right, first of all. And then, like, it's more or less, so it's like that wild card round. And in Dynasty, you get a little bit more of the top-heavy teams where it was just four. Like, you know, just, God, I was, like, you work so hard for it.
My home league is a 10-team league. Well, then we have six. Oh, no, we still have six.
Might as well have 10.
I know. And I'm like, guys,
come on.
This is a little rough. So I'm trying to like talk them down to maybe 5 where we would do, because we have divisions. So like the top overall seed gets a bye. Yeah. And then you would have, yeah, you'd make it work from there.
How?
Well, you would do two from each division.
Yes.
One, the highest one overall would get the bye. Then the last one, the wild card, would be highest point total, regardless of record, would be the last one to get in.
So there would still be 6 teams.
No, there'd be 5. One bye.
One bye.
And that's one of the 4 that.
And then 2 division winners.
Why do you keep adding stuff? You're making this harder than it needs to be.
Are you talking about division? He's talking about arithmetic.
I don't know, man.
I've had a math class in 30 years.
But if you only got 4 teams playing, and then one team on bye.
Are you about to scissor yourself?
Yes. Then you have the 3 teams left after that 5-team thing. And you still have that.
Well, that's true.
That's like, that's how I'm trying to figure out how that.
That's what you're saying.
It's got to be 6. It's got to be an even number. It can't be 5. Unless that team just gets a bye all the way to the championship.
They just
the number 1 seed just goes to the championship.
That's true, I guess. See, I was thinking, because the NFL, how do they do it now? Because they have...
There's like a proper wild card. I mean, they get wild cards.
7 teams, all those,
maybe. Because yeah. 7 teams.
One team gets a bye now.
Yeah.
And that's it. And all I don't right. like 7 teams, by the way, either. In NFL. Yeah. Either. But my Browns are currently the 7th seed. So
I'm a big fan at the moment.
I'm still not a big fan, but I'll take it. I'll take whatever I can get to get my team into playoffs. I've only seen it twice in the last 30 years. But, hey, yeah, story of my life. So, yeah, it's the last week of the regular season, all the work. Some teams are now just fighting for high draft picks. Some teams are, you know, inching, trying to get in there. I'm in 30 dynasty leagues. But in all 30 of those, I think there's only maybe one league I'm in where the top 6 are already locked up their playoff spot and the bottom 6 are done. So a lot of close situations. We were talking about that before. Like, you're trying to inch your way in, and we're like, you should probably inch your way out. you know, so I was saying at the beginning of the year, I feel pretty good about making the playoffs in probably about 90% of my leagues this year.
90%? That's a pretty good number.
Still undefeated in my high stakes league, 13-0.
If you can make it at like a 65-70% rate, that's good. So yeah. 90%, that's a good number.
I don't really care about that, though, to be honest with you.
It's about the ships.
I just care about the ships.
About the ships.
I think I won 3 or 4 ships last year, which is, and I love, you know, my favorite thing was when people tell me, they're like, dude, you're in 20 dynasty leagues. Of course, you know, you win 4. I'm like, I'd like to see you join 20 dynasty leagues,
right,
and win
manage
4
them
ships
all well and
yeah, win 4 tough ships. Yeah. So my goal is to win 4, 5. All. I really want to win my high stakes one, and I want to win our original dynasty league. Those are my 2 number ones. And I actually joined another high stakes league this year.
Oh boy.
It was a startup.
Uh-huh.
So I'm hoping
I want to win the FFPC Fantasy Pros League. I just did 1 entry, but I'm in the playoffs.
Are you?
That's the one for the cash.
That's
right?
The one for a milli.
Nice.
So
if you win a milli,
telling me there's a chance.
Can I have a job?
Yes.
Yes.
Personal foot masseuse.
Score. Even though, to be fair, I know somebody that won like that amount of money once. It's once you pay taxes,
you get like half of it
and all that. Like you get less. Like after you do it, like, yeah, whatever.
Which is ridiculous.
The fair was like a lottery kind of, it was really ridiculous. I mean, it was still a lot of money. It was sure. like almost $500,000.
Right.
But like, once you buy a house or something like a,
right.
Like, that's it. It's gone. Yes. It's, there it is. It's not, it's, it makes life better 100%, but it wasn't like, oh, you know, no more working. Yeah. You know, this was 1962 maybe, but now it's like, man, I could go grocery shopping six times. That's the way it is. So
what you have to do is take $500,000 and put that all into developing your time machine and then take that $500,000 back in time.
There you go.
Boom.
That's the dumbest idea I've ever heard. And I'm full of them.
It's the only way it's going to work, Rich. It's the only way it's going to work.
Hot so tub time machine.
As we sit here in the final week of the regular season, this, if I don't know how everybody else runs their leagues, in all our leagues that we run, our trade deadline is up until the playoffs start because we don't like to see trades happen in the playoffs. We want you to be able, one, it promotes a lot of trades when you have a deadline like that up until the playoffs where people feel
things
like
are starting to heat up, right?
Yeah.
In all our leagues right now.
And it just so happens, which is crazy, mm-hmm. that twice we said, wow, this is a really good week for injuries. You know, we did say this past week.
We said we're not saying that, which in turn, we basically still said it.
But we kind of admitted it was probably going to be a bad week then this week. And here we are. A lot of people are in. But with injuries, and the reason we talk injuries early too is because it's not just about the injured player itself and their dynasty value. It's what's behind there and what's the opportunity. Is there opportunity for growth, point values, fantasy football, ADP jumps, anything.
Sure.
To see like guys like Parker Washington have a chance to come out and make some big time catches. He did look pretty good. A player like a Jake Browning coming out into his second start and dealing versus the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Couldn't miss.
Versus a really good defense.
His accuracy was nuts.
He looked really good. Good enough where he should definitely leave the Bengals next year and go fight for a starting job.
Yeah.
For
one of those fringe, like, yeah.
There's a ton of teams that need quarterbacks. I could think of a couple where, you know, he'd sure be have a good spot in New England. I mean,
great spot, New York Jets right now.
If you could say, hey, both these guys are free agents right now, Mac Jones and Jake Browning, who are you taking? Oof. Hey, Dynasty nerds, it's time to take your Dynasty game to the next level with FFPC's Dynasty Startup Leagues. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just getting started, FFPC has a league for you with entry fees ranging from $100 up to $5,000. Choose from a variety of formats, including Superflex, Best Ball Superflex, Triflex, 1QB, and Standard. With weekly lineups, waivers, trades, head-to-head matchups, and playoffs, FFPC's fully managed leagues provide the ultimate dynasty experience. Most importantly, the leagues are here to stay. FFPC has never had a dynasty league fold. They manage the entire commissioner experience from buy-in management to fulfilling your orphans. FFPC is perfect place to expand your dynasty league portfolio. And here's the best part. As Dynasty Nerds listener, you can get $25 off any entry fee as a new member when you use the promo code NERDS. Head over to myffpc.com now to draft your team, manage your roster, and dominate your league with FFPC. That's myffpc.com. Promo code NERDS for $25 off any entry fee for new members. FFPC, where dynasty dreams become a reality.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I mean, I already know one sucks, so at least give me the chance that the other might not suck.
That's the way it works out. That's the way it works out. So, a lot to go on. So, we're going to, as we inch closer to the regular season, our in-season content is going to slowly start to change here to our off-season content, because there is no off-season in Dynasty, but you know how we're going to do with our teams after that. And then we're only a couple months away before we dive into our annual rookie talk is where we really thrive.
That's right.
Number. If you're new listening, you have a lot to be excited for. I would put our dynasty, I would put our rookie analysis against anybody else in the business, and that could be Mel Kiper. anybody out there at all, Matt Miller, anybody in our nerd score kind of helps with that as well. But our rookie analysis, you know, nobody's 100%. Like the guy who got hurt this week, I said Tank Dell was off my board at one point, and boy, was I wrong on that guy.
But you know, until now.
So let's dive into some of these injuries.
Yeah.
Tank Dell.
Tank Dell, let's get into it. Yeah, man.
Fractured his fibula.
Ooh.
I mean, nothing like putting a tumbleweed out there to block for you.
On the goal line, no less. So that was, did you guys see that play?
Interior.
I did. Yeah. Like, I was watching a lot.
It wasn't out on the edge or anything, too. Like,
this was goal line getting dirty at 5'9", 165 pounds. That's, yeah. I mean, that's just not, that's.
Who's he blocking?
I don't know.
Who's he blocking? The ref? Not even the ref.
Nobody, yeah, that's rough. So, I mean, that stinks. It's unfortunate, man, because he was having a great season.
Fantastic year.
You know, obviously, somebody wasn't thinking that through. Maybe you look good in practice doing it, but, I mean, when it's live bullets flying, all that kind of stuff, that's when fibulas get broken.
Nico Collins comes out, has a monster game. Nico Collins is something we talked about probably 7-8 weeks ago about how his value had jumped immediately. We already valued him in the first. I think it's pretty much cemented that stone now.
Yeah, absolutely.
At the end of the season. And that's what we'll kind of talk about as the season wraps up here, too. Like players that have ADP jumps, are they real? You know, these guys that have, where they finish this year, is it truth? Is it not? That's a lot to dive in for dynasty value. But I think Nico Collins is there. Tank Dell is there. But with this injury, a guy like Noah Brown has a chance to reemerge, who had a good rapport with C.J. Stroud earlier in the year. So he's coming back from injury.
And it wasn't that long ago. It was just a few weeks that he had off because of a knee injury, kind of. So Noah Brown could really just hit the ground running again, I think.
It'll be interesting because I'm guessing Robert Woods would be the most likely one to take the most similar role to Tank Dell. They don't have, like, because Noah Brown, when he came in, it was more when Nico Collins was hurt.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're going to move things around and finagle it to get their three best receivers on the field, but they don't really have a good replacement for a Tank Dell, which is interesting.
No, I don't think so. But, I mean, don't you think Noah Brown offers a little bit more at this point than Robert Woods?
I would guess so. I just don't know. I don't know how much does he play in the slot. Does he, you know, like, I don't.
I would have to see the snap breakdowns.
Yeah, I have no idea off the top of my head. Another guy that is interesting, plays complete opposite of Tank Dell, but Xavier Hutchinson was a guy that was interesting, kind of like how Parker Washington was interesting. We're not sure if he's ever going to play, but see what happens if he does. And, you know, he got a chance there. Xavier Washington or Hutchinson could be another one to just keep an eye on. Might not be anything.
He'd be a big slot receiver, though.
He could be a big slot receiver.
Is he 6'3"? I'm just trying to go off memory.
Somewhere, I think somewhere six, around three, there. 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", something like
Move
that.
Move him out to the slot or out to the Z and then put Noah Brown in the slot if you really want to.
You could.
But you also would think that Robert Woods would be savvy enough to play a slot. Being a
And he's done a lot of slot work over the years and stuff. So, yeah.
But Tank Dell is done. Very encouraging rookie season there for Tank. Texans on the rise, potential playoff team, which is absolutely crazy to say. I don't think they sneak their way in there, but anything is possible.
Well, we were talking about them as a potential, like, what if they have the number one overall pick? Like, you know, they were a team in the preseason
nowhere close to that now, right?
Yeah, oh no, nowhere even remotely. It's the Panthers. The Panthers are going to have
no doubt
the worst record, which means the Bears will have the number one overall pick because with Arizona won this week.
Yep,
and so really the only one that could even have a chance would be New England.
I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, the Panthers have one, Patriots have two,
and then everybody else is three and up. Right?
Cardinals have three, and then Commanders four, Titans four, Jets
maybe
four.
Maybe the Panthers, the Patriots aren't winning anything. Game again. Made the Panthers just sneak into a win?
Maybe.
I still don't know if that guaranteed New England number one.
Listen, Bill Belichick is really good at defense. They're historically bad on offense. I think it's been like three games in a row where they've held the opponents to 10 or under points and they've lost all three. So they're like on a historically
first ever?
Yeah. Horrible run there. So the Patriots could back into another win. And it's not like Bill Belichick's.
Well, it doesn't help that their best offensive weapon got hurt too.
Well, we'll talk about that.
Oh, yeah, I'll talk about that. So
we'll talk about that.
Yeah, so Noah Brown, Nico Collins, I would, if you're, say Nico Collins is not, I'll reiterate this, Nico Collins is not on a contender this year, now the price would go up. Would you pay a first and a second for Nico Collins?
Yeah.
Or is that too much? And it's a strong receiver class.
He's shown everything I needed to see from him. I would be fairly surprised if they used a top draft pick on a receiver. I think that they have a lot of other needs offensively, defensively. I could see him going after a tight end if Schultz walks. But at this point, with all of their other needs and how well Tank Dell, which by all reports, this is a devastating injury, but he should come back and no lingering effects. Like, so he should be himself again next
year. It's the tiny bone in your leg. Yeah. It's not even the big one.
Right. So with him and Nico, I think they've really established themselves. Will they take somebody in the second or the third? Maybe. But I would be surprised at this point if they take a receiver in the first round.
I would as well. Because they still the Browns' first round pick.
And we were talking earlier in the year about him maybe getting like a Marvin Harrison, right? And like reuniting. But they're way out of that realm now.
Not even close.
With all the wins that they have.
Oh, we got this, lock it up. Marvin Harrison Jr. will be an Arizona Cardinal.
It does feel that way.
Well, unless the Cardinals keep winning.
Yeah, it's tough to say.
Cardinals have three wins. I mean,
just don't go to Bill Belichick.
And they're, yeah, no kidding.
Oh, they're taking a quarterback.
They are.
Without Drake May or Caleb Williams will be a New England Patriot.
Yeah, I agree.
They have to.
I can't wait. It's going to be very interesting this offseason to see what happens, like with the Bears and Justin Fields. Like
it is one of the biggest storylines.
I mean, that's huge. I mean, they're already talking about the coach possibly being let go, and there's being, you know, interest in Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah.
So I mean, they've almost kind of already fired him, right? I mean, like they're floating this stuff out there. They're kind
of Josina Anderson says, "Hey,
yeah,
they may have interest in this coach." You're like, "Oh yeah, he's gone."
Yeah.
See. The interesting part, like Debro put out a good tweet today talking about how good Justin Fields has been as a passer.
Yeah.
You know, since the first few weeks were a nightmare, like everything that could go wrong, but since then, he's been very efficient, like a lot of things in the top seven, top eight in the league. So he's been a very good and efficient passer.
And despite that fact, there's still going to be all this conjecture and everyone's going to be talking about whether or not they keep him or not.
Yeah. The good news is I feel like at this point he's shown enough that he will be a starting quarterback for someone next year.
I agree with – well – what if something silly happens and they just draft a guy and keep him?
And keep just – oh, my gosh. That would be sick. That would make me sick.
Why?
Teams do dumb things.
Bad business.
Teams do. Why is it bad business?
See the.
Have you seen all the injuries in the NFL this year to the quarterback? And you're going to tell me it's bad business to draft a guy?
Too much value. Go sign Joe Flacco. That's what my team did. here's the thing. Even though the counter argument is, I'm with you. Like, I think it would be silly to move away from Justin Fields. Like, if I was Ryan Pace, I would trade the number one overall pick and get a haul just like he did last year. Get
some offensive linemen, some defensive players.
Yeah, and just get a whole bunch of more draft. Like, really build around this team. You know, he has a really good rapport with DJ Moore. It's just when you have the rookie quarterback.
What is their other pick? Who else do they have picks from?
Their own pick.
Oh,
so it's their own pick. So that'll probably be somewhere like 4-10. And then they'll have probably the number one or number two.
They're at eight right now.
Okay. Yeah. So the big thing there is wouldn't be Justin Fields. It would be, even if they think Caleb Williams is as good as Justin Fields, is you just want the rookie contract.
You get three extra years.
You get that rookie contract, and it helps you really build a really good team. And that really does, because if that quarterback hits in year four, that's about a 3-year window to build a really strong Super Bowl caliber team.
Is this three?
This is his third season.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they would have
2 more years after this.
Yeah, potentially 2 more years with him. So they have plenty of time.
But they got to decide after this year on the fifth year option.
They got to pick it up this year.
Stuff.
Yep.
And that's a no-brainer.
I think so, too.
I think no matter what, you pick it up. And then even if you draft somebody, you got him on your roster. You can back him up with a young stud that sits for a few and then trade him. Why is that bad business, Rich?
Because they might also just, like you pick up the fifth year option as well, sure. Like changing Justin Fields, like they'd still be able to get a haul for Justin Fields. It's not as much as the number one overall pick, but still get a haul.
That's what I mean. Like you pick him fifth, and then you draft a guy. You hold both guys. You let that rookie kind of develop a little bit. Maybe you trade Justin Fields after the year, or maybe you trade him week eight.
I'm pro like letting some even top five picks at quarterback. Like I'm pro letting him sit. I think we've seen a lot of good things come from that, but the NFL just rarely operates that way anymore.
No, I agree.
Almost never.
The Packers
did it.
And Mahomes.
And Mahomes. Those are the last two teams that did it. And before that, it was the Packers again with Aaron Rodgers.
And all those quarterbacks panned out.
Yeah. And there have been some examples of guys that haven't. But as far as like legit first-round quarterbacks, most of them have looked pretty good after sitting for a while.
Right. Desmond Ridder sat for a year.
Legit. Yikes.
legitimate. So,
next injury on the list here, Trevor Lawrence has an ankle sprain, which is, it looked way worse at the time of the game.
He was mad. He was frustrated.
They're not even ruling him out for this week coming up.
He's not playing this
week. He's probably not. He's probably not. Do you remember earlier in the year, though, when he sprained his knee? And
he figured out a way. He
played that same week. They braced him up.
And he had a lot of like rushing yards that game.
But he's not facing Cleveland's defensive line either that next week. I mean.
Has Cleveland's defensive line been any good the past 2-3 weeks?
Yeah. Outside of this week when Myles Garrett was hurt and didn't record any tackles for the first time.
And the week before that when he got hurt, he was no good either. The line was no good either.
Listen, if you're going to talk negative about the Browns, I'm going to leave.
I'm going
to
talk.
I already have enough to spare going on my life.
I'm going to talk truth about the Browns. Their defensive line hasn't been very good the past 2 weeks. I'm not worried about that if I'm Trevor Lawrence. I'm worried about if my ankle feels okay.
I'm wondering if he can move left and right. So, but they lose him. They lose Christian Kirk. Kirk has had a core muscle surgery. He's going to get surgery. He's going to be out for the year. So with him being gone.
It's likely out for the rest of the year.
At
right?
least fantasy
yeah, year. For the fantasy year.
He's getting surgery. They said if they make the Super Bowl, he can come back is what it was. Right. It was a Super Bowl. So obviously it's good news for Evan Ingram. Should be a bump to Zay Jones now as well. If you have Jay Jones out there, it might be one of those, like, if you need a receiver for a sneaky 12 to 13 point kind of game guy out there that you can probably get for relatively cheap, Zay Jones would fall into that line pretty quickly.
For what it's worth, I mean, it's one game, but Parker Washington filled that role flawlessly.
Yeah.
Like, he just really stepped in and got the same type of production you would have expected out of Christian Kirk.
Yeah, and I was going to ask, what does this do to Calvin Ridley? Because he only does well when all three of those guys are on the field. But with Parker Washington kind of filling that exact same role, I think he should be fine, right?
You would think. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
That touchdown similar, catch by Parker was fantastic.
They're similar players.
Great concentration.
I mean Kirk and Washington. Right? Yeah. I mean, so it's understandable that he can just kind of walk right into it.
I know Parker Washington, he didn't do the best as far as like the combine numbers. But once again, we've talked about it so many times. Combine numbers are super overrated. But he did get a decent nerd score for me. Kind of going back to that. He had a 71.5. So he was in a similar range for me. I have him just below Jalen Hyatt and Marvin Mims. And I had him just above Trey Palmer. So
do you have his measurables there?
I don't have him there, but he wasn't big. It was like a 5'10", but he was a little thicker.
He was like 200 pounds.
So right. He was built more like a running back.
That's what my memory was. He's 5'10", 201 or something like that.
Yeah, he's built more like a running back.
Man, I want to start doing nerd score.
You should, man.
I want to track my stuff like that.
Honestly, it's been that's been one of my favorite things is just being able to go back over the years and see, like, where did I hit? Where did I miss? Like, to have guys broken out late or faded, or it is really interesting to kind of track all of it.
I already watch all the tape.
You already watch it all.
I already watch it.
I got a really good track record on these running backs.
Do it.
We'll see. Yeah, maybe I will this year. So Trevor Lawrence, that's good news in Superflex leagues. I have him in a league where he's my last quarterback standing. And
last man standing.
I was like, look at me, done for the year. And here we are. He's not done for the year. Hopefully it's just a week because I need him because the playoffs are next week. I have a bye in the meantime with him. So that's good news. Ramondre Stevenson for the New England Patriots. He has a high ankle sprain. He's going to miss a couple weeks. But the good news there is Zeke Elliott comes in. He gets almost all the carries. He out-touched Ty Montgomery. Like, it was like 15, 16.
He'll be the guy.
Solve him. And Zeke was heavily involved in the passing game like he normally is. Ran about 21%.
I got to put in a claim for him. You keep talking about him.
A claim?
Yeah.
For Zeke?
It's that 10-team league I told you about.
Oh, shallow benches, baby.
And Zeke looked good, man.
Yeah, no doubt. He has some spring in his step. I mean, he's 28 years old. He's not like, I feel like he's been in the league long enough where he's like a 31-year-old running back. He's 28. I mean, that's typically where value drops off, but production doesn't always. You know, I mean, he's obviously slower than he used to be. He
was making some nice cuts in that game, man. Like, he was getting sideways pretty quickly.
He could still tote the rock, man. And especially for a short period of time. High ankle sprains, 2 to 4 weeks, right? I mean, that's the kind of range.
Playoff run.
Which is exactly your playoff run. So,
which sucks for you when you got Ramondre.
Well, when you got Ramondre, but
if you got Zeke.
But the good news is if you've got Ramondre, if you didn't have Zeke, Zeke's not a super expensive guy to go out and get because he's older.
He's a fantastic championship team go buy right now.
Absolutely.
And you can get him for a third round pick. Yep. I think anybody pushing for a second, I think, is probably a little hoping for,
you know, that's fine in the sky
a little
stuff.
Much.
That was maybe last year type of thing.
A third round pick is totally fair for a guy that might, or he'll probably be on a roster next year, but this is the opportunity where you carpe diem.
Yeah, carpe diem.
Season.
Hey guys, let me tell you about our friends at Sleeper. Guess what? Our app is the mini is live on Sleeper right now. The Dynasty GM, pretty. You use the analyzer, that you can use the trade calculator. And my favorite thing is the inbox, right? Where all your trades from all your Sleeper leagues are right there. You can actually push trades through the actual Sleeper app. And right now we couldn't be more excited to be partners with them. And right now, if you don't know, they are doing DFS. And I know how many people that play Dynasty play DFS as well. And right now there's not a better place to play DFS than Sleeper. They're offering up to 100 times your entry, the highest payout in the whole DFS market right now. You can track your fantasy players and your Sleeper picks in real time. All you gotta do is choose 2 to 8 of your favorite players from pregame, live in-game, or even across different sports. Pick more or less than predicted stats, and only on Sleeper you can get up to 100 times your payout. You can share with your friends and get rewarded together. Make sure you use that promo code NERD so our friends know that friends sent them their way. And get your deposit match and have a good time. You'll have all your DFS, all of your fantasy leagues, and now even a Dynasty GM in one spot. It's fully operational inside Sleeper right now. And then when you're a Nerd Herd member, you get that full access to that. And remember, you also want to download the Dynasty Nerds app because they're both in there. Check it out. Check our friend Sleeper. Check out a DFS. Use that promo code NERDS.
Get your whole estate
set. And he looked good, and he's going to get the carries. But more importantly, Zeke's going to be involved in the passing game, so he's going to be there, and he's going to produce for you throughout this run. So if you need, even if you are okay at running backs, so you have 3 running backs, which is...
It feels good.
It's good depth.
Right? Yeah.
It feels good.
Pay the third. Get the guy. Get depth.
Yes.
I had 4.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, now I'm down to 2 because Jonathan Taylor and Ramondre Stevenson are out.
Yep.
So, I mean, it can happen like that.
It really can. And if you have a trade deadline, I talk about this all the time for this week if you're a contender. So I'm going to go back to this as well. Is look for these are the exact kind of trades you should be making right now. Even if you don't need Zeke, don't worry about, you know, pick 36 in your draft or in Garrett's dumb league 30.
Yeah.
I'm in a 10 team league, don't you?
It's the old one.
I got suckered in.
Yeah.
It's the oldest one.
Yeah.
Get 2 more friends.
No, I'm sorry.
You guys suck. Pick 24, yes. Pick 24, a nice shot in the dark. It 100% is, but it's a shot in the dark. Pick 36 is like a shot into a black hole. Pick 48 is like a pick shot. Like you're like, hey, I'm going to shout out to Jupiter. I hope they hear me. You know, probably ain't going to happen.
I think the black hole's farther away, but all right.
Yeah, but it'll suck you in more.
Okay, all right.
So gotcha.
It's more sucky.
So you, like, use those picks now. Like, your focus right now is on a championship, right? Like, you're about to enter playoffs. You want to put your team in the best position possible. And it doesn't matter where your depth is right now. You still have to get through if you have a first-round bye. You have 2 more weeks. You have 3 more weeks, 4 more weeks here to get through this season. If you're going to win a championship, you got to win for 4 more weeks, essentially here. And anything can change at any week, like this week. You can lose 2 running backs, 2 quarterbacks at any time. So to add a guy like Jake Browning to your roster, who looked fantastic, they add a guy like Zeke Elliott, right? And you're giving up thirds and fourth for that. To get the depth on your roster, just to be insulated, just to have that little bit of cushion in case something happens, or there's maybe you didn't look ahead, you have a really bad matchup in week 16 of your playoffs. Maybe somebody's playing the lights out defensive line or cornerbacks. These are the moves you want to make to put yourself in a position to win a championship, because anything can change and you don't want to be sitting there holding the bag week 17.
Give yourself options, right?
100%.
That's what it's all
you're
about.
In it. This is it. This is the end of the season. This is everything we've worked for
yes, all year.
13, 14 weeks comes down to this. This is the last week. Half your league's not going to be playing next week. Their season's over.
Yeah. Start looking at these things like your third round draft pick. Start looking at it as a fourth round draft pick. Like that's what it's going to be. You know what I mean? You're going to be so late in that thing. It's basically a fourth round draft pick. Start looking at this stuff like that and just shed it. Get yourself some depth.
Worst case, it's pick 32.
Right.
That's a terrible pick. I'm sorry. The odds of third round picks being rosterable are under 50%.
Under 50%.
Well under, yeah.
So just get somebody that can help. It doesn't matter if they're going to retire. If Zeke's like, this is it, this is the end of the line, add him to your roster. And he now he fits him a little bit better because he's about to be a starter running back. But look at those kind of situations everywhere. Like, scour those teams that aren't making the playoffs. Look for the old guys on their rosters. Yeah. Throw thirds, fourth. Because this the best part about it, when you have a trade deadline, something like along these lines, when a player has an old guy on their roster, where before they're like, oh, I really want a third. Now you're throwing fourths and fifths, and they're like, I just want this guy on my roster. Like, I'll take anything at this point. Like, I held out long enough.
He could have no value next year. See ya.
I'm a 40-year-old virgin. This has got to end. So Zeke Elliott, fantastic ad, heavily involved in the passing game. Going to see about 20 to 22% target share on that team as well, and that's where his real value is because he does catch the ball very well. And if you look at last week's game, he did have some juice in there. Had some really nice cuts along the line. So check that out. Marquise Brown, he's got a heel injury, not considered likely to play this week. Did he play last week?
Not considered serious, likely to play.
He's probably going to play.
No, but did he play last week?
He sort of.
He was there.
He was there. Had uniform. Three targets, zero receptions.
Okay.
And then he left the game.
So I didn't know because his stat sheet was as good as Robert Woods and Juwan Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah. And Mike Gesicki, who I had to start somewhere.
Oh, God. I'm sure Mike Gesicki was going to.
Can he just go anywhere else next year?
Kansas City.
Yes. Yes.
Watch Rich. Next. They bring in a new coach and like tight end's awesome in New England next year.
I'm still holding. I don't understand. I see the guy play. I'm like, this guy could play some ball, but he doesn't play ball.
He doesn't play any ball.
Yeah,
they don't let him play ball.
So
they saw Marquise that gritty Brown and they're like, no, we're not going to throw you the ball anymore.
Yeah, we don't want. Nobody wants to see that.
I don't want to see that.
It was a bad gritty.
To be fair, I don't want to see any gritties. To be honest,
yeah, it's getting pretty old.
As soon as Justin Jefferson did it, my youngest son who plays sports, it's all he wanted to do is a gritty. I'm like, all right.
You know what?
It reminded me of Pan's Labyrinth.
I would take a Justin Jefferson gritty right now.
Fair.
He's back, baby.
He's back.
Before we get to injuries, let's get through his injuries.
There for like 4 weeks.
Brian Robinson, he's got the hamstring injury. Seems like we got pulled. It was like a high hamstring strain, which usually means it's like a little bit worse.
Yeah.
So he's probably going to miss about 2 to 3 weeks. Puts Antonio Gibson in line to be the starting running back there. Another player you go out and get for like a third round pick.
Another great guy to trade, right? I mean,
and what's he best at?
Catching passes.
Oh, what do you know?
Hey.
What do you know? So Antonio Gibson falls in that mold. So when we talk about injuries, it's like, what is the offset of that? Like, where are we at? Like Antonio Gibson. I want to get Zeke, but Zeke's on a playoff team. Is Antonio Gibson on a playoff team?
Right.
Add him to your roster.
And what about Chris Rodriguez? I mean, I know we didn't really like him in the pre-draft process, but he's going to get.
He'll get some touches, and I think he'll do some more between the tackle stuff than we'll want. We'll want it to be mostly Antonio Gibson.
Yeah.
I don't think it's as big of a bump for Gibson as it is for Zeke, where Gibson will go, I don't know exactly what his share is, but let's say he's getting 30%. He'll probably get like 55%, 60%, maybe, but it'll be in the passing game especially. But Rodriguez is going to be annoying.
I think he's going to be annoying.
He's going to be annoying.
That's why I wanted to mention him before we just turned the page on
that. I thought he's...
It could be one of those things where Gibson gets 12 carries and he gets 10.
Because the thing is, he's not fast, but he is powerful. Yeah. And he can move a pile. He can get dirty yards in between the tackles.
I was hoping you were going to do the Space Jam reference there, where he's like, I can't jump, but I'm slow.
But I'm slow. he's not fast, but he's also not powerful. No, he does have some.
Oh, we have Christian Watson, another hamstring injury. Those always linger.
He's been battling this one though.
He's
right?
Looked good
all season.
Yeah. That whole thing's just coming together for Green Bay. The whole passing game is really just
these Jordan past Love's two games
really good.
Yeah. We'll talk about him in a second. Yeah,
Watson's look good. Jaden Reed looks good. Dubs is Dubs when he plays. But
I mean, you hate him, but he produces like almost every week.
I don't hate him.
Well, you like him the least out of the group.
I like all three of them.
Yeah.
It's just, I think Luke Musgrave, too, is a solid option. I just like Jaden Reed a lot. And Christian Watson, who somebody's been like, Christian Watson's now like who's in that Jameson Williams kind of feel. Like, oh, I hope
he I can want be him to be good. Good.
And
I
see good. It.
Do you guys see Jameson Williams on that roof?
Oh, he looks fast.
You mean on the end of the round? Man. Not a catch, of course.
Yeah, catch, of course.
But he probably catch better than Quentin Johnson. But
looked,
I mean,
well, he yes. looked fast.
Dude, he though, was man. Burning too. You're like, oh, dude, that's not going to go anywhere. And they go, next second later, he's on the edge. He's just gone.
He's just got that.
It was like 40 yards, wasn't it?
I don't think it was that long, but
it was at 20.
It was like 25 yards. But I mean, just
so fast. It was all
just another gear.
It seemed like 40 to most people.
Another gear. When NFL dudes are taking really crap angles on you because you're that fast, there's something there.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, there's always something there. You just have to put it together.
But is it something, something?
And it's hard too when you're in like a playoff run to work that out.
I'm pleasantly surprised. Not surprised. I like what I'm seeing right now. How about that?
Jameson?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you've seen nothing.
He's flashing.
Yeah.
He missed a whole year. He had a knee issue that, and you know.
Gambling issue 2 years.
And then a gambling issue, and now he's starting to flash. So
Christian Watson's starting to flash again. He's looked pretty good. I mean, he's one of those big-time playmakers is what he is. And
yes.
If that rapport grows with Jordan Love, they have a really nice – for a team that we've been – like, who's going to be the Packers receivers? Now it seems like we have a really good group here of a young quarterback, some good receivers. They could build on the defense and build that offensive line around them. But Christian Watson, he'll be week-to-week with the hamstring, and you never know when it's going to flare back.
It's going to be a tough one, too, because if they were a team that was out of it, they might just kind of let him rest and get ready for it. But this could be a real annoying one where they keep trying to push him back sooner than maybe he should.
Retweaking.
And the Packers are typically one of the teams that are better about this kind of stuff. They tend to hold their guys out longer than most other franchises do. So we'll see how conservative or not they're going to be with this, because they could definitely use him out there, but at what risk?
Kenny Pickett, ankle surgery. Tightrope, I think it was. Is that what it was? The tightrope surgery.
Oh, he's getting. I didn't hear it was actual surgery.
Oh yeah,
surgery. Oh, okay, I missed that. Yeah, I knew. Surgery. I knew he had the injury. I didn't know it was surgery.
Yeah, he had it yesterday, I think.
Yep.
Okay, I missed that.
Mm-hmm. So he's gonna miss a couple weeks there. So Mitch Trubisky's gonna step in.
But this, let's clarify. This is one of those things where you get a high ankle sprain. It's gonna be maybe a 6 week injury, and then you get the surgery, and it's quicker.
Right. This actually speeds up the time.
So this does speed up the time frame.
Yeah, so he's not out there. They haven't put him on IR.
Right.
So he'll be out for a couple of weeks. Derek Carr, he's a shoulder and concussion. I don't know what they're going to do there in Las Vegas. It seems like they should probably just tank the season, try and draft a quarterback because...
It's going to be Jameis Winston.
They're booing.
But they're still Derek in the playoff hunt.
I know, it's crazy.
The division is so... Like, we talked about it before the season. That division is going to be so bad that a team legitimately with a sub-500 record will probably win it.
The whole conference is so bad. I think they're still in it for a wild card.
Oh my gosh.
Even if they don't win the division.
That might be true.
Crazy. Tyler Higbee, concussion. Sure, Mari Cooper, concussion. All those guys are likely to miss time. Derrick Henry was supposed to have a concussion. He didn't have a concussion. Tajay Spears looked pretty good. Carried 100% of the carries. He looked pretty good.
Yep.
I'm real excited for Tajay Spears in 2024.
I know. I was hoping to see like the feature game finally, where not that you ever want anybody to be injured, but Derrick Henry is going to miss 1 week because of, you know, concussion. We were going to get the featured game. But, I mean, he had 16 carries for 75 yards this game in a tightly contested game. He had 4 receptions as well. So he looked good in his opportunities. But I was excited for that game where I could just, like, sit down and see him play the whole game, really get in a rhythm. But
if you can get him for a 24 first, do it.
Yeah, I'm still in on him.
Absolutely. On injury report, Matt.
Justin Jefferson.
Forever.
Forever. Uh-huh. I mean, I guess Aaron Jones is coming back. I didn't even know that. I didn't realize
it's not
that.
Official. Both Jones and Goddard are not officially coming
Goddard
back.
Goddard says playing. Says about 90%.
Yeah, but okay. Both of these guys, based on their progress, looks like they're going to play. So we'll see. It's tough when we do the show this early.
Yeah.
And usually you don't find out some of these guys.
Wednesday is kind of the day when things start to drop.
Yeah. And then Thursday's a big indicator.
And speaking of which, before we get off injuries completely, Najee Harris missed practice today. They play on Thursday. He popped up with an injury today. Like he practiced Monday, missed today. So tomorrow is going to be a very important day to figure him out as to whether or not he's going to play on Thursday night this week. So it might be all Jalen Warren. If
this could be like the worst Thursday night football game ever.
Who are they playing?
The Patriots.
Patriots. Oh,
Steelers and Patriots.
I mean,
backup quarterbacks, backup running backs,
defense, at least the root for. There's some.
Yeah, it's
was there just a game the other night that was really like terrible?
the other Patriots game where it was 6-0?
Well, yeah, the Chargers. Dude, Brandon Staley's,
or the other one before that?
Dude, Brandon Staley's got to go, man. Starver said he's got that little neck and big head. Looks like a Pez dispenser.
Who said that?
Starvo's comedian.
I mean, I think don't you think if they don't make the playoffs, he might be.
Yeah, and it's not looking good for them because they're 5-7. They'd have to win out at this.
He's
point.
He's gone. Right? Yeah. Ben, my prediction: Ben Johnson will be the quarterback or the head coach of the LA Chargers.
I mean, if you have the choice between there and Carolina, you're 100% picking the Chargers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not even close.
Yeah, it's not even remotely. If the Chargers job comes open, it's a number one job available, without a doubt. They have Joey Bosa, but Justin Herbert.
You would
have. Have Joey Bosa.
Yeah, Khalil Mack. Yeah, that's to like be fair. Defensive lineman and those weapons, you know. I mean, you have Quentin Johnson, you got to take that, but maybe you can work something out of it.
You never know.
Tell Austin Eckler does not look good, but
Austin Eckler has got to be injured, right?
Or he's just catching up with him. He's not a spring chicken anymore.
But he came back and had two monster games, and then he's been crap ever since again.
Part of that was heavy receiving game, which, I mean, is his game, but
100%.
But it's not like he was doing anything special.
Well, I mean, he had a couple catches this week for under 20 yards. His rushing ability has been bad. That looked good. But anyways, number one job. So let's get into next topics.
Yeah, we started talking about it a little bit, and we put the brakes on because it is an actual topic we really need to dig into. Somebody mentioned it on Twitter and was like, hey, a couple of weeks ago you guys were talking about, you know, we'll see what happens with Matt LaFleur, and now Aaron Jones is injured. Love hasn't played that well the past few weeks. Things aren't looking good, trending the wrong direction, which is true. This is 100% what we talked about. But since then, especially these past 2 weeks, huge, huge wins over not just Detroit, but then the defending Super Bowl champ, Kansas City Chiefs. And a lot of that has been because of how well Jordan Love has played. He's been pretty accurate. Even some of the throws that you're like, no. Oh, yeah, good play. You know, like everything seems to be working right now. Let's look at it specifically from the Jordan Love perspective. We can look at the other pieces as well. But specifically Jordan Love, with how young he is, and him being quarterback 9 this season.
Is he quarterback 9?
He's quarterback 9 on the season. So with how well he's played, his age.
25, and by the way, is his age.
This young core kind of developing around him. Where should he be as far as... Where should he be ranked? This looks legitimate. He's got for sure another year. He's looking like a legitimate starting quarterback that, with his abilities, could be fantasy-wise an upper tier guy. You know, not upper tier as in like top 5, but obviously he can be a quarterback 1. He's quarterback 9 right now.
Right, absolutely.
It's tough for me because I'm looking. I am a quarterback 17.
Okay,
which when I say that out loud, it feels way too low.
Right.
But then when I look at who I have ahead of him.
Let's talk about it. Who do you have ahead of him?
Well, besides the obvious, you know, we're not putting him ahead of Mahomes, Allen, sure. Herbert, Hurts, Burrow, Tua, Stroud, Lamar, Anthony Richardson. I guess we could start talking here. Trevor Lawrence. I'd still take Trevor Lawrence.
I think Lawrence has done, especially the past few weeks, he's kind of bounced back.
He's
a little
done
bit.
A similar,
similar time frame. Yep. Yeah, where he's kind of bounced back, and I would take Trevor.
Justin Fields,
I'd take Fields.
Dak Prescott.
Oh, Matt hasn't answered yet.
I think Jordan Love has already shown more as a passer, more consistency.
Okay, maybe.
So, I might be willing to put him above just because there's a lot of uncertainty around Justin Fields.
There is, but even if they're like, it's questionable who's the better passer, I don't think there's any question who's the better athlete.
Not at all.
So you're fantasy right. wise,
dynasty.
I guess you could argue that maybe he's a hair safer.
He's safer.
And to be fair,
that is, I guess, what I'm trying to get around to.
I'm looking at our overall values and Dynasty Nerds. I don't know where I have him in my rankings. I'm just going where we have him in Dynasty Nerds right now. So this is the order that we have him ranked combined. This is our ADP, essentially. Cool. So Justin Fields, you would lean Jordan Love. Gary and I would lean Justin Fields.
True.
Dak Prescott.
Dak.
Dak.
Brock Purdy, current leader for MVP of the NFL race. Even though I would
this week was a big one for me because he had played fantastic at home and terrible on the road. So for him to go into Philly and do what he did. Now, granted, there was a lot else going on. Debo played out of his mind, you know, but he's shown enough where it's Purdy for me.
It's pretty easy for me to pick Purdy.
Purdy.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I mean, I'm debating if I have Purdy, like if we have Purdy too low behind Dak and Justin Fields.
It's a tough range. It's a tough range to go.
So
I have Purdy above Justin Fields, just for the record.
I don't, again, I'm just going off our ADP, so I might have to readjust that as well. Kyler Murray.
Kyler. This also feels too low for Kyler, but it's...
I know. I think the problem is I think I need to move Kyler up because Kyler's below right now.
Okay.
And that's because I've got anti-Kyler bias.
Sure.
So, I mean, we all know that. I'm anti-Ross. If you've listened to this show, you know that. It's fine.
So, Kyler. All right. Jared Goff.
This is difficult. I just put him above Jared Goff. Just one spot above Jared Goff.
Jared Goff isn't old enough yet for me to, like, he seems like an old quarterback. He's really not. He's what, 29?
He's got to be 29.
Like he's not super old.
Yeah, let me check.
So he still has a good, especially the way he plays, you could easily argue he plays for another decade.
He's 29 years and 2 months.
Okay. So,
courtesy of the Dynasty GM, it just tells you everything you need to know.
There you go.
Right I guess I could have tapped right on him because I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, go to player card, bud. That. Tells you right there. Tells you his age, his stats, where
he's good looking is.
Oh my gosh.
Look how good that player card is. That's about to get a huge upgrade too.
I'm gonna stay with Goff. Goff has been he's done it more consistently, and he's not an old guy.
And he's got Sam LaPorta.
And he's got Sam LaPorta and Amon-Ra St. Brown.
But Jordan Love has Luke Musgrave.
But he's got Sam LaPorta.
Okay.
I'll
go Goff. What about you, Rich?
Yeah, I'm going golf.
You're going golf.
By a hair. Just because he plays in the dome. He doesn't play in Green Bay. He's got better weapons. His pass catcher running back is younger. Aaron Jones won't be on the team next year. So
what happens when Ben Johnson leaves?
They'll have somebody come over to assist them. That's probably the quarterback's coach or something. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe it could change.
I mean, it is something to always keep in mind is coordinator changes can change things. But we've seen enough. I think we've seen enough.
Dan Campbell's got a good culture there.
Magic.
So last guy we have currently in overall values, and I'm going to my personal rankings kind of adjust here a little bit too, is Deshaun Watson. Ooh. I already know Matt's answer, so we just got to ask Gary.
I'm trying to find Deshaun Watson. Let me scroll down a little bit farther.
That one's really, really tricky.
Wow, my rankings are most identical.
Have you seen Deshaun Watson throw a football?
I know. That's he showed me one really good half.
And then he got injured. In the past 2 years.
And then he got injured.
It's not close, guys. Don't make it close.
I just put Jordan Love ahead
of Deshaun Watson.
It is not close.
It is close.
It's not close.
Partly because of
the... It's really close.
It's because of the investment. It's not necessarily because of his play. It's because of the investment in the player.
And he looked good the last two games Deshaun Watson played. He looked good. The Tennessee game and then the game he...
I'm going to take Jordan Love
by a hair.
No, don't even make it close.
It's close.
I just moved Jordan Love up a hair. He's a hair above Jordan Love.
Because Watson's not old either. Watson's what, 28?
You're remembering the old Deshaun Watson.
You're remembering the previous
extent,
Deshaun Watson.
But we started to see it, and he's got that security of that huge contract.
Hold on. Let's do a little exercise. If you wiped all that clean and you saw a guy that looked like Deshaun Watson for the past 2 years, where would you have him ranked?
Well, sure. If we want to remove two-thirds of his career, you could say that for... Let's remove anybody's two-thirds of their career and pick out the worst third. Like,
yeah, but the worst third is what's going on right now.
Why is Justin Fields higher? Why is Kyler Murray higher?
Why is Kyler? I'm starting to bump up because he's starting to play well right now.
You did your best, Rich.
Yeah.
Like, who has missed time? I mean, why is Anthony Richardson?
I understand what you're saying. He has. Jordan Love has played better. But we can't just automatically erase the history of what somebody's done.
I know. I won't erase what he did.
See?
Yeah, and that's fair. And if you don't want him for that, I will never ever question that. Like, I'm totally good with that.
Just no, but no, set that stuff aside. Like, okay. Honestly, look at him, the way he's played for the past 2 years when he's played.
Right, but I'm saying the past couple games, bad. We started okay. to see that old Deshaun Watson yeah. again.
Okay.
That's what's tough. Like, you,
if we had never so seen close it.
To with it. No consistency, by the way.
Sure.
None.
Second half consistency.
Okay.
On the top court. So I think when he came back, he was the number two overall, like QBR, like quarterback.
In the third and fourth half. Quarter.
Yeah, of the game.
Just when it matters.
Well, either way, he's right there hey, for me and Garrett.
It's fine. You guys want to hang you. Your hat on Deshaun Watson, I did, you go no, right
I put
ahead.
Love higher. I did put me Love too. Higher.
One spot
I'm
higher.
Just saying it's, I don't think we should be acting like we're talking about Patrick Mahomes and Sam Howell. Like, it's close.
It's not close.
It's close. Yeah. Let the guys that know they're talking about chime in. Okay. It's close. All right. So, I mean, good rise for Jordan Love.
Very good.
Good rise. A good solid. I feel good about that top, like, 22 quarterbacks. Because we even mentioned, like, Kirk Cousins
right.
There as well. Yeah. So, right. the quarterback situation was looking murky. Even though I mentioned
Russell
hurt.
Wilson.
I won't mess. I just trade. I had to trade for Russ. In a league.
I love the way that he has got just as much hate for Russell Wilson as I have for Deshaun Watson.
Yes, for completely different reasons, though.
God, he's such a douche. yeah, somebody send that to him, too, by the way.
Love it.
And like, I'm in the Kings Classic League, and I'm in third place behind, like, Ryan McDowell and I think Curtis Patrick. And Izzy Alkafasi is like, dude, you could use a quarterback because you have Kenny Pickett as your quarterback, too. And I was like, I know. He's like, I'll give you Russ and Romeo Dubs. And I was like, man, that's for my first, which would be a late first or a later first. And sure. I'm like, yeah, man, I get it. That's totally fair value. Superflex, tight end premium, bigger rosters too.
It's nice that you don't have to give a quarterback back as well.
Yeah, I gave just my first, nothing right. else. And I was like, I know, man. I was like, I'm not saying it's a bad offer. It's just I hate Russ, and I don't want to have to root for him whatsoever. And I was like, honestly, I think I'd rather just roll with Pickett. And then 45 minutes, because we're texting each other.
You really are a curse, man.
45 minutes later.
It's been bad.
Kenny Pickett has to get his ankles, his surgery on it. So this morning I accepted a trade, and now I have Russell Wilson on my Kings Classic League. I got to start him. Yeah. I also got Deshaun Watson in the league, too. Keep, and I got Brock Purdy.
Keep everyone's name out of your mouth, please.
That's true.
No, oh, and I sent a text message. Oh, man, those Ravens players are looking really good. They're awfully whoever healthy. Whoever
the Browns are playing next week, that's exactly. what you're talking about.
Yeah, whoever's ahead of the Browns in the standings.
No, we're playing the Jaguars.
Oh, that's true. You already cursed them.
You already got them.
Mission accomplished.
Wow. Yeah.
But I want to win the division. So, man, Lamar is looking Dude, healthy and
crazy. And wait, and right after that is the Texans, and you just X-nayed Tank Dell.
Oh, my gosh. Look at you, Rich.
You're not saying anything about my boy quarterback.
You're the Grim Reaper.
I'll give him a first for Nico Collins.
Right now, go out.
No. I need Nico too many places. Don't do that.
All right, let's move on here. Tight end position. You know, we're talking about the quarterback positions looking good. You could say this is the healthiest from a dynasty perspective, where I've been playing dynasty now for almost 20 years. And in 20 years, I've never seen it turned a corner where there was more than like three or four consistent guys. And I think what I said before when I was like studying these tight ends, I was like, I think this will be the draft class that changes the time.
Sure, you
the
did.
Dynasty
you
did landscape. That. I think this class is that good that we'll finally see some change. And I think we really are about to see that with a Brock Bowers coming as well. When you look at the class right now, the TJ Hockenson up there, Travis Kelce's old, but still valuable. I think his value is going to be at all-time low because now he's talking to mention retirement. He's 33 years old.
Dating a pop star.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't have him, this offseason, if I have Kelce, I'm trading him for whatever I could possibly get. But yeah, Sam Laporta, Dalton Kincaid isn't at Laporta level yet.
No, but he's looked really good.
I expect a big step forward for him in 2024, like when Gabe Davis gets off that roster, like a massive step forward for him there. Mark Andrews, Evan Ingram's with a contract with Jacksonville. He's kind of take a big step forward. Kittle's just Kittle, but now you enter Trey McBride. Jake Ferguson's looked really good in Dallas out there. Yep. Luke Musgrave has a chance to take that big step forward there. Kyle Pitts is still Kyle Pitts. Like,
I mean, that's another team that could end up with a new head coach this year.
More importantly, a new quarterback.
Right.
So that he's still in that conversation.
Is it more important? I was going to say, is it more important? That's what I think the coach leaving.
Both.
Yeah.
I want both.
I mean, we want both.
FedEx this ass out of this.
We want both, but if
Ben Johnson down there And then you add Kirk Cousins.
Oh, with Justin Fields?
Or Justin Fields, either one.
Oh, 6 to midnight.
Oh. Look at you guys.
And all the Falcons.
I can't stand up. That would be so good. So Laporta, McBride, Kincaid goes in with Kelsey, Andrews, Hockenson, Kittle. I would bump Kelsey way down. Kittle would be at the back end of that tier for me. How are you guys looking at these guys? Is there an argument for Sam Laporta to be tight end dynasty tight end one?
I put him there a few weeks ago, or almost a month ago.
He's my tight end two overall. Remember Hockenson? I still have Hockenson at my number one.
I do think I kept switching them back and forth. In my dynasty rankings, it's been like, oh, it's Hockenson. Oh, now it's Laporta. Oh, now it's Hockenson. Like, I've had a really hard time distinguishing the two. They're both fantastic.
They are fantastic. And I think there's not really a wrong answer. Those guys are so solid.
Give me the youth.
I was going to say, but Laporta's 4 years younger, and 22. He's doing it already, right? I mean, like, so I think the trajectory is that he obviously has more potential, right? I mean, it took Hockenson a while to get there, but he's definitely there. But Laporta might already kind of be almost right at his nipping at his heels with and
surprisingly
with potential to get
consistent
better.
Too. Oh, yeah. I think that's the big thing is like, you know, we see this out of rookies sometimes where, oh, they had the 2-touchdown game. Like, Laporta's had very, very few games all year where he hasn't been at least solid, if not great. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's a big thing for me is I just can't believe how consistent he's been at such a young age.
He's a bowling ball. Coming out of Iowa, he had all those injuries, but when he got the ball in his hands, he was absolutely lethal, and he looks the same way here in the pros. You have a head coach that's a former tight end that knows exactly how he wants to use this player. He offsets everything else they have in that roster perfectly. Mm-hmm. Good luck trying to buy Laporta.
Almost impossible.
He's 100% the kind of player that I would overpay for to solidify that position. But with the depth now, like, would you
overpay for him, or do you go for McBride and Kincaid?
Or do you just go ahead and go get McBride and Kincaid? I tried to pull that route with Kincaid, and somebody's like, yeah, you're going to have to overpay to get.
And that's rightfully so.
Because if you have Kincaid, you're watching what he's doing. You're like, yeah, this next year, he's going to be
so just I fine. Think for we, sure. we kind of said that it's Laporta and Hockenson. Are they in their own tier then at this point, dynasty wise? Or is McBride sneaking in there? Is Andrews in there?
I think Andrews is at 28. I don't think he's there.
Well, I don't know what you guys are even going on. You guys need to go look at your rankings because we have Travis Kelce here as our tight end four and our overall nerds.
I know that's not me because I've always ranked him pretty
high. And it ain't me because I am low as well. So there's only one guy up there where it could be. But go answer your question. I think Hockenson and Laporta.
I have him as my tight end six.
As tier one.
I have him as my sixth tight end, so it's not me either.
Okay.
Well, pulling him up to four.
I'm interested to see how it works because I have him at five.
Oh, it's me.
Rich. Busted.
I'm going to move him down behind Trey McBride. Ahead of Dallas Goedert. It was me. And I'm going to move Evan Engram up ahead of Cole Kmet.
Oh, don't do that.
Too late. Dang. I got to move Jake Ferguson up ahead of. Would you put Ferguson ahead of Kittle? No, not yet.
Not yet.
All right. Sorry, guys. Let me readjust this. It was me. tier one for me.
It's funny that he said he's the problem. It's him.
I know.
It's Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Dude, I speak first, think second. It's the whole way of my life. It's why I'm always in trouble. It's why I'm always getting yelled at by people.
All right. So what's the next tier then? Because honestly, for me, we'll see. I put this tweet out because I was curious how far people had Laporta and McBride apart. And Laporta won fairly easily. It was like 75% Laporta. So pretty consistently Laporta. But the one thing I will say that has me really considering Trey McBride right up there is the difference right now in, even though Laporta is incredible, he is probably always going to be second fiddle to Amon-Ra.
Yeah.
Will that be the case with McBride? Now, they could draft somebody. They could easily
Marvin
draft
Harrison Jr., dude.
But right now.
Dude.
But right dude. Now, are they going to be in the spot to do it?
Yeah, Marvin Harrison Jr.
Will they be in a spot to do it? We'll see.
Okay, Malik Nabers. This wide receiver class is
stunning. It's a fantastic class. All I'm saying is,
I've been looking at some of these wide receivers, by the way, these last couple weeks, and oh my goodness.
It's a super fun.
I can't wait to dig in. I haven't
dug in at all. They're big. They're athletic. Fast, they run good routes. They don't drop the football.
It's a really, really good class.
Romo
Odunze.
Odunze out of Washington.
Thing is, he's an interesting one because he's not a freak athlete, but man, he does everything right.
Dude, his routes are crisp.
So
like he
crisp.
He just gets open. Like, yes. He just looks good.
He does everything the right way. His ball skills are fantastic.
Like, we haven't talked about Keon Coleman in weeks.
I know. And he's like a 6'4 freak.
That's going to be interesting. So back to tight ends. Yes.
Anyway, so that's what has me really considering McBride in that same, I'm not necessarily saying ahead, but in that same tier as those guys, because I really see a route to him potentially being the next Travis Kelce in role form. Maybe he won't put up the same numbers, but where he truly is the number one option in the offense.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
We'll see, but we do this kind of stuff all the time where we say they're definitely drafting this guy.
Yeah.
And then they win too many games or lose too many games or trade this guy or new coach. Like, so many things could happen. And if it's Marvin Harrison Jr., he's the number one. He's going to automatically be one of the best receivers in the NFL from the rip.
Yeah, I'd put him right after CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time between him and Garrett Wilson, honestly.
Oh, I'd take him over Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time between those two.
Definitely if he has Kyler.
Yeah.
So
I will let the landing spot determine that. But I mean, on talent alone, he's better than Garrett Wilson.
Yeah. Oh, nerd score. He will be far and away the highest wide receiver nerd score we've had.
Yeah.
Since we couldn't do it, Calvin Johnson.
Correct.
Nobody ever. I mean, I cannot wait till I see somebody that's better than Calvin Johnson coming out
as a prospect. Man, we're gonna have to take the next genetic leap as a species.
It's going to happen. For that to happen. So, yeah, the tight end market's pretty good here. I mean, I would bump Kelce out. So the second tier for me, if you had Laporta, Hockenson, I'm looking at Dalton Kincaid.
Yep.
I'm looking at Mark Andrews, who's still not 30 yet. So I guess
he's 28, though, and
he's still Lamar's number one option. He still produces.
Right. You're right.
I'm still putting Kyle Pitts in that tier because of his athletic ability and potential. And then I'm putting Trey McBride in that tier.
I have McBride over Pitts at this point.
And that's totally fair.
Yeah.
Totally fair. Take the juice now.
Yeah.
So, but that's my tier. And then after that would be Kelce, Goddard, Evan Ingram, Cole Kmet.
Yeah. I think that's fair. So, yeah, this is the healthiest, which is funny because I know some of these guys are injured. But, like, when you look at the overall health of the position, like, players that you can actually get that will contribute
all time.
It's the best that we've seen in
years. I mean,
long time.
All time. It's the best I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember the class that
everyone sees what kind of impact Travis Kelce's had, and they've been trying to find that guy. Yeah. I mean, it's a copycat league. So it's finally starting to catch on that if you have one of these guys that's a move tight end that is a big time difference maker, it's huge for your offense. It opens up so much stuff.
They dominate the scene, dude.
It takes a few years, too, for things to work their way up through the pipeline.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it has to be recruited.
It has to be groomed that way in high school and through college. And like, so once we started seeing, I think it really maybe even started with Bill Belichick and Rob Gronkowski. When he was just being used different. Like Antonio Gates was the focal point. Antonio Gates was right in that same era. And some of these big athletic guys were like, maybe I should play tight end.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like what we've seen from running back to wide receiver, where it used to be your best athletes play running back. No, not anymore. Your best athletes play wide receiver now.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and and I think we're starting to see that same kind of thing where they're seeing how much of an impact it's having at the NFL level. So
you know what's
these younger groups are now more willing to invest in and put the time in at the tight end position.
Like my son's starting to grow a little bit.
Yeah.
He's playing some basketball. It's just like a, you know, league for a school or whatever.
Sure.
So they just have like these kids come in that are high school kids and they ref and everything.
Yeah.
There's a kid that, I mean, the town in front of him is all football, right? Uh-huh. And
just won their state championship.
Oh, yeah. There's this kid that's 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah.
And they just won the state championship. They were doing all this football stuff. So I know the kid doesn't play football. But I'm looking at him. He's 6'5". He's a big kid. I'm like, why the heck is this kid not playing tight end for us right now? Because he would dominate. And that's the kind of thinking that I think is getting in everyone's brain at all these kind of schools where they're just like, yeah, that guy shouldn't be playing basketball. He's 6 foot five. He's never going to be anything.
He's not going to be a power forward.
He's never going to be a power forward. That he's topped off as far as growth, as far as height. Go play tight end and you could be a huge difference maker. And, yeah, and like, it's not even that hard to sell. You know what I mean? Because these kids see the tight ends being used more and more.
And those guys used to be outliers.
Yeah, they were.
It started with, you had the Dickas. And then from there, you went to Ozzie Newsome. Mm-hmm. And then from there, you went to Tony Gonzalez, the former basketball player. Yeah. And then kind of evolved in that. And you said that the Rob Gronkowski, like, I thought that was a draft class was going to change. You had Aaron
Hernandez in there, too. And
Jermaine Gresham was a first-round pick in that draft class for the Cincinnati
Jimmy
Bengals.
Graham, I believe, was in that same class,
Jimmy Graham
too.
was definitely
in that class.
Yep. So that Jimmy Game.
That was a class that kind of really, like, took a step forward.
He scored points, like, 7 or 8 points this week.
He did. He had a touchdown.
Good old Jimmy Game.
I saw him. I was like, Jimmy Graham. And Dad, my youngest son's like, he used to be really good, right? I was like, he used to be really good.
Which, by the way, should have been Juwan Johnson. All right?
I know.
Over.
I know.
Do we have time for one last subject here?
Where are we at? We're over an hour.
Okay. Maybe we'll see.
Yeah, let's
because this is a pretty evergreen topic that we can talk about at any point.
Let's bump it because I like this, even though it has to do with trades. Maybe we'll bump it to the Nerd Herd real quick.
We could do that.
All right, so we're back next week. Good luck to everybody in, trying to fight for that last playoff spot. Make some moves. Get it done. Remember, there's only one thing that matters in this game. One thing only. And it's the titles.
Winning championships.
It's the ships. Yep. It's the titles. So whatever you have to do to get that title, that is what you need to do. Now, I'm not talking about doing something foolish of like giving up, a complete lopsided trade. But if you're going to lose a trade just a little bit to help you win a title,
worth it.
Totally. Win the title.
Yep.
Nobody remembers second place.
Unless it's you.
I can't remember if I ever won second place.
Oh, I do.
Adios.